Welcome to Politics.
Politics?
With your hosts, Matt.
And Colin.
Yes.
We got that one right.
We didn't Reagan it.
Oh, poor Ford. He was an outstanding orator.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was shot once.
He was trying to impress Jodie Foster. What would you do? What would you do?
If I was Reagan and wanted to impress Jodie Foster?
No, this guy that shot Reagan was trying to impress Jodie Foster.
I thought Reagan wanted to impress Jodie Foster.
By getting shot?
Yeah, by being like, ooh,
no,
I got shot.
No, he wanted to impress Ethel Merman.
Okay. Well, speaking of politics
in general.
Yeah.
The government was closed for the past week.
Snow day!
The snow day was going well until Nancy Pelosi complained because Harry Reid broke the rules of the snow fight named in her face.
Yep. It was the House-Senate snow fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what happened next?
Well, the only problem is in the House-Senate snow fight came abruptly to an end when Lindsey Graham started throwing ice balls out of his SUV.
Lindsey Graham.
Jerk.
South Carolina politicians just can't get right. I'm moving to South Carolina and running for office.
Or maybe just hosting a podcast about South Carolina politics.
With John Edwards.
Yeah.
Mark, the guy with the Argentine mistress.
Oh, yeah. Sanford?
Yeah, Mark Sanford. Engaging in a phase of the loin.
Well, so that's basically all that's been happening this week in Washington. Well, there was in Nashville.
Yes, in fact, related to Washington politics was a second Nashville convention, this time featuring members of the Tea Party.
You know, this kind of seems like the Whig American Party split, or the Whig Know-Nothing Party split. Both parties nominated Millard Fillmore for the second. Do you remember that?
No, but you're the Fillmore expert.
Okay, yeah. Well, Millard Fillmore was nominated under both parties. And everyone thought that Fillmore that year was going to have a hard time running, or didn't do very much. He was more like a Ross Perot, a third-party candidate. But he really was a major party candidate. I'm sorry.
Speaking of which, Matt's mind-numbing monologue was brought to you by Molson Canadian Premier Lager de Qualité. Anyway...
Yeah, and now I'm reading about Polk, so you guys can, and don't get me started on Buchanan.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
But anyway, the Tea Party got together its first national convention. Of course, these Tea Parties had been web-driven, spontaneous parties in different cities around the country.
Or organized by Fox News.
You can't prove that. Featured guests included the one, the only, Sarah Palin. And Tom Tancredo, who wowed the crowd by opening a piñata in the shape of a migrant worker with a bat.
Did he really do that?
No, he didn't do that then. I have no conclusive evidence that he hasn't done that at a different time in his life, but he didn't do it at the Nashville Convention. Chants of Palin 2010 were allegedly heard.
2010?
2012, is it?
12.
Yeah, 2012.
Okay, I was like, wow, what? Where's she running?
Hopefully for Alderman in Anchorage. That would be
fine. Right. In Michigan news today, Ehlers decided that he's not going to run again in 2010 for Congress.
That would be Grand Rapids U.S. Congressman Ehlers.
Yeah. What district is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Throw out a number. 23. Who knows?
Yeah.
In other Michigan news, Governor Granholm's cheekbowl announced she hates babies.
Okay.
Oh, it hates babies. It's an it.
Oh, okay.
The cheek mold. She did. She's got a kid. I mean, she's got kids. What do you?
Is this in reference to the State of the Union? A State of the State?
The State of the State. The State of the State is nobody cared or listened.
No one cared.
Nobody cared. I mean, it's tough when you got a lame duck official in office, you know, at the last one. You're always going to get this sort of thing.
Her parents were there.
Were they?
Yeah. They came all the way from California.
I think the bigger news that week was that Dan Mulhern, the first gentleman of Michigan, the husband of the governor, is getting his office remodeled.
Oh.
Yes.
Neat. He's my friend on Facebook.
At some expense, apparently.
Oh, no.
That caused a meaningless stir.
Yeah.
In legitimate news towards the future, this week, Lansing Mayor Virge Granero announced that he was going to run for the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, candidacy of Michigan. Big news, not unexpected news, because he'd already announced it on his website 24, 48 hours earlier or something like that.
Yeah.
It had been made public. Had been some speculation over the past 2 weeks as to whether or not he was really going to do it.
It was a very good time for him to announce that he was running.
What's that?
Well, it was, he did it just a good length amount, a good length after the State of the State. I mean, he could have done it the next week. I mean, he could have done it on Wednesday today, a full week after.
True.
But since no one really cared, it was okay to do it then. And he probably already had it planned for this Monday.
Yeah, plus Mondays are nice to announce things.
Right.
Start of the week, start of a new era.
You're geared up on Sunday and ready to see what's happening the rest of the week. And you eventually, you know, you want to go to one of these events.
Conspicuously, House Speaker Andy Dillon, State House Speaker Andy Dillon, has still not formally announced his candidacy.
I think he needs to wait some more until the Granero hype dies down a little bit in order to announce his candidacy.
Do you think it was a preemptive move by Granero to upstage Andy Dillon? This just in, Andy Dillon has been getting campaign advice from Fred Thompson, Tennessee senator and Law and Order star, who told him, look, go ahead, Matt.
I was just going, dun, dun. Not 24.
Law and Order.
Law and Order,
yeah.
I watched a lot of 24.
Now, what he said was you have to wait until the last possible moment so that you are not relevant in the primary, and when you get there, demand that we explore the moon for fuel and water. Now, I wish I was making that last part up.
Right. Well, we can explore.
But I know this.
Beaver Island, or
because much to my chagrin, this was brought up by an opponent from the Democratic Party at a party primary debate that we hosted at Kenyon one time.
Oh, jeez.
You know what Fred Thompson said? Said he's crazy and he's only one out of nine. He said.
Oh man. So
But the big news that Virge has jumped into the race, perhaps the first legitimate threat to win the gubernatorial race
against Cox
or Hulkster, whoever comes up on the Democratic side. People had announced of course Cherry.
Yeah.
Had dropped out.
I think
Lieutenant
Governor
Cherry.
I think Cherry actually had the right people behind him, and he was going at maybe like the too traditional route by crisscrossing the state, from east to west, going east to west across the state, giving small, localized speeches and talks. But he didn't put out an ad because he couldn't get enough money for an ad.
Yes, money has been an issue, which is interesting because Denise Illich, the regent,
not trustee, regent
of the University of Michigan, or one of a few regents.
Yeah.
I think there's an even number because they're special and they enjoy not deciding on things.
Right.
She pulled her name out of consideration.
Yeah.
Which was a surprise because some people believed she had a shot. And in fact, initially, based a lot on name recognition, she was polling ahead of Granero and Andy Dillon.
Really?
Yes. I saw some polls saying she was polling ahead. Mainly, people were not aware of who Virge Granero or Andy Dillon were. Whereas, as opposed to at least Denise Illich of the very prominent Illich family.
Right. They know of the Illiches, so they know Denise Illich.
Yes. If you know the Red Wings and the Tigers, then you know the Illiches.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting development that she pulled out of the race. I will say, though, I think this is a good move for Virge, and a lot of people are second-guessing this, but I'll go down as saying win or lose the primary. I think he's going to win the primary personally.
Yeah.
And win or lose the gubernatorial race, good move for Virge. If you were Virge and you were looking out at the field and you saw these people dropping off like flies for funding reasons, And you knew you had some support with the DNC. I mean, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, he has a chance, and he's winnable, and he can win.
He's got the... his mayoral race is in another 3 years off or so?
Right, and so he can actually... I mean, if he keeps... even if by doing this he, you know, does another Kucinich effect. I like using that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the mayoral seat locked up for the next umpteen years.
Yeah, he may well have that. I think
so.
Also, if you're looking out at this, there's so many prominent Democrats, Lieutenant Governor Cherry, Congressman Stupak, U.S. Congressman Stupak, who had been a pretty popular candidate.
Yeah.
Pretty popular politician on the Democratic side. If you're looking at this as mayor of Lansing, you got to think, even compared to Andy Dillon as the state house speaker, he represents a pretty small constituency. Does Andy Dillon compared to Virge Bruneau?
Yeah,
he's got to be the ranking Democrat in the race.
Right, which is kind of strange.
It's strange, but he's got to be. And if you're looking out at this and you're him, I think you got to take a flyer on this and get your name out there, especially if you aspire to higher positions.
And this, it all opened up because Cherry dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did a good thing for his party by dropping out and just maybe making the race more interesting on that side. And I think the Republicans now need to actually make things more interesting, like Rick Snyder.
Snyder is Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing about Rick Snyder is, it makes him dangerous. If he's got all this money like he says he does, he can run as an independent.
Well, and he's been running these ads.
Yes.
All over the place.
And these ads, actually, if you watch these ads, you'll say, hey, I'll give that guy a look.
I'll give him a look, but he seems like a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah, he does. But you mean,
saying
you say, hey.
How smart he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's reading Fortune magazine at the age of 8.
It,
I mean, it's okay.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's funny.
He's trying
yeah, yeah.
to be funny with it and give this appeal. I will say, and this is a good lead-in, that as far as Virge Bruneau coming in, he's got to have media appeal experience well beyond most, if not all, the other candidates.
He knows how to talk.
Yes, he knows how to talk. He's been on MSNBC, Fox News, I mean, in these news programs, and he's been on there talking about Lansing, talking about Michigan, and doing something that hasn't been very popular for the past 2 years, defending the auto industry.
Yeah, and he also knows how to be a smart talking head.
Yes, though he is angry sometimes. I mean, he gets angry, and perhaps justifiably so. I will say this, and this is, I've commented before, that he has the propensity to go fly off the handle sometimes, and there are certain things you can say when you're mayor of Lansing, and there are certain things you can say when you're governor.
Right.
But he made a very good move in these commercials we're seeing now, which is coming out as a fighter, as a fiery guy, if almost to forewarn the electorate that, hey, I'm going to be a fiery guy. I'm going to do things like speak out. And he's done policy-wise, and this is just substantive, the things we've been talking about before, policy-wise, I think he's got a pretty good plan. I got to tell you, I would just at this moment, I would have to throw support behind him because, look, he's come out with this conservative fiscal and taxing approach, talking about how he's been able to do that in Lansing and how it can work for the state to appeal to corporate types and job creation. At the same time, he has come across strong with the labor base.
Yeah.
Strong and just gone out and tried, without saying union, I mean, but he's gone out and said, hey, we've got a strong workforce. We want to put them to work. We have to get manufacturing jobs here. It didn't necessarily auto industry. It didn't necessarily go there, but hey.
We have people who know how to put things together.
Yeah.
Let's let them put things together.
Yeah, let's let them put things together. good message. And the fact that he's a Lansing guy. He's not an East or West guy necessarily. Yeah.
Which is a very good thing.
Yes. So,
at least for people who are here in the middle of Michigan.
Yes, and it might be the best thing for Michigan, too.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Yeah.
Always vote straight ticket Republican. I could get with those guys on that on a lot of things, but at a time like this when economic developments are needed, do we need the state's top cop, Mike Cox, the Attorney General,
Elliot
in
Ness.
Office? Do you need Elliot Ness? You know, Pete Hoekstra, okay, great, and maybe, you know, one of these guys. And let me be frank here. I think if I'm a betting man at this point, I'm betting on the GOP nominee to win, but That's just me.
The generic Republican winning over the
dynamic Democrat.
Dynamic Democrat.
Yeah, if no fault of the Democrats, maybe just a need for change. Hey, Engler, let's elect Granholm. Hey, Granholm, let's elect Cox Hoekstra.
Yeah. Are you going to be the member in charge of getting Cox elected? We'll cut that.
So I don't really know. Hoekstra seems to be a smart guy. My understanding is there may or may not be a whole ton of support from his governor. And Verge, I think, has it up on them both in public persona and in things like this and presentability. A lot of people say, well, look, Mike Cox has this great resume. But because of that resume, he's a little built up when you meet him or when you talk to him.
Yeah.
It's just kind of... It's just not there the way you would hope it would be. Not to say he's a bad guy or anything, or he's uninteresting in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I at this point, I really like the idea that Verge is running. And to be honest, a large part of me hopes he wins. And at this point, I would throw my support behind him.
And of course, being from mid-Michigan, even though we can't have Awkward Haiku endorse a candidate yet.
Can't we?
Not yet.
When?
We'll talk about it.
We can start by endorsing primary candidates. That would be the first order.
Primary candidates. But, I mean, I think we can endorse Bernero over Elmo Wheeler Smith.
Yes. Tentatively, we will be endorsing Virgil Bernero over Elmo Wheeler Smith. If Andy Dillon decides to start his election in October, we'll give him a look.
Before the August 3rd primary.
For the August 3rd primary, yes. We'll go ahead and give him a look and see what happens.
So, got anything else?
Not at this point. With the federal government being shut down, a lot of key issues have been delayed.
Well,
I think this has been
Politics with your host Matt
and Colin. We look forward to seeing you next time, folks. Stay beautiful, San Diego.
Thank you for listening to us. Thank you, and we hope that you come back. Sure is a mountain shining down the river. All my friends there holding on those reeds.